back on the Spartan Burgers pregame show at a new park for the first time here in 2026. Hub City is at First National Bank Field for six games against the Greensboro Grasshoppers, High A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Ian Unsworth here with Spartan Burgers starter Jabriel Easley, who's coming off a fantastic outing last week. Thursday, Jay, you went three innings and you struck out seven. How'd you feel?
I felt good. I had a good plan. I had a pretty good attitude going into it. I'm usually kind of a nicer person, but I had to get a little mean to let out what I needed to let out, honestly.
What did it take for you to get in that state?
Just mental work, just repetitive, competitive things in my head, like nothing, no doubt, no anything, just trusting the work and then going out there and executing.
Yeah, I was running rosters pregame and I saw you down there and you stared a hole through my soul when usually you'd be smiling, joking, laughing, a very different side of Jabriel Easley. Once you stepped on the rubber, what pitches in your arsenal were really working?
I think everything was throwable, I'd say. But once I got out of my pregame bullpen, I knew that my splitter and my slider and fastball were going to be there, and that if I could just execute with those three, then I'd have a pretty good day.
Your fastball is electric. Tops out at 98. Mm-hmm. When was the first time you threw a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and then when was the first time you threw 95?
I think my first 90-mile-an-hour fastball was my sophomore, in between my sophomore junior year of high school. That was my first 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and then my junior year was my first 95-mile-an-hour fastball.
Which was more exciting?
Probably the 90. 90's awesome. Like, because once you're like 87, 89, it's almost impossible to get to that 90. But hitting the 90 for the first time, it feels like the sky's the limit. You just won 91, 92, 93, 94, then it turns into that 95.
And then it quickly turns into 98. You just keep on climbing. Jabriel Easley's with us on the pregame show. But it has been a bit of a recovery for you, Jay, and a work back to where you are now.
Yeah.
You had shoulder surgery last season, completely stopped your 2025, which was off to a great start in low A Hickory. When did you learn about the injury, and then how did you go through those both physical and mental steps to get yourself in a good place?
I actually ended up avoiding surgery, so no surgery was needed, but a lot of rehab. I found out I was hurt last year. I threw, it was actually my second to last pitch in a game against Delmarva on June 20th last year. I threw a slider and it just a very uncomfortable like pinch. I only had one more pitch in my entire outing, so I just threw that pitch, got the out, went off, and it was just a little bit more discomfort than I'd wanted to be in. We tried to throw through, we tried to get a lot of rehab, soft tissue, all those things in, and then we ended up going to Salem the week after and throwing a bullpen, and then that's when we decided that we should get the MRI, and I ended up having a subscap tear, which I wouldn't wish on anybody at all. But having the rehab staff that we have with the Rangers and Kami and Lugo, if you know who I'm talking about, those guys right there, they're just as good on the mental side as they are the physical side, and just trying to make you a good person, just an even better baseball player. That's what they want to do, and they do a good job at it.
Keith Comstock is the man who heads up the Rangers rehab program out in Surprise, Arizona. What'd you learn about yourself as a person, Jay, when you rehabbed that injury?
I learned that I'm a little bit more resilient and a little bit tougher than I thought I was, because Kami's not a soft cracker at all. He's a tough cookie. That's what we call him. But Kami will make sure that your head's in the right place, and if it's not, he'll make sure to get you there in any means necessary, whether he has to yell at you or give you a smile to pick you up for the day. Kami knows how to go about it. It makes it easier for everybody else. But, yeah, I learned that not everything's as serious as you might think it is in the moment. I learned to take it a day at a time. And when I learned to take it a day at a time, just translating to baseball, you learn how to take it a pitch at a time. So everything's different. You just have to be ready for the next time you go out there and do it, for sure.
Well, you're back at full speed for serious moments and not so serious moments, which there are plenty of in your life. Jabriel Easley is with us on the pregame show. He's a man of many talents, not just throwing the baseball hard. Jay, what are your other top three skills in your arsenal that have nothing to do with baseball?
I'm a pretty good Rocket League player, which is car soccer. I don't know if anybody knows about that.
Video game.
Yeah, video game. I'd say best on the team. I think they'd agree, though. And then I cut hair. I'm a barber. I've been barbering since 2020. I needed a haircut. I was looking pretty bad. Went to Walmart and watched some YouTube, and here I am 6 years later cutting everybody else's hair. My last talent, I'd say, is impersonations. I'm pretty good at impersonations, making people laugh with that.
Okay. Do you have a good one that you can share with us?
Not today.
Not today. Okay, well, if you don't have to do the impersonation, who are some of the people that you do impersonate well?
I'm good at picking up on like the way things, almost the exact way that they sound. So like if somebody were to have a distinct laugh in a conversation, and I hear it a lot, like Malcolm's got a pretty distinct laugh, like just returning that laugh to him so he knows what it feels like, and it's a funny moment for sure.
Well, you paired up pretty well with Malcolm this past week, yeah. The tune of 3 innings scoreless and 7 strikeouts. Jay, appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you.
Back in a moment on the Spartanburgers pregame show. Starting lineups and first pitch next.